On today's Sherpa Review, we talk about how hot alphanumeric domains are and discuss a recent sale. Shane reveals something he just learned at GoDaddy and Afternic, and it surprises Drew and Hobie too. Hobie talks about an acquisition that took him a year and a half. And Drew shares a story of one of the most meaningful, proudest moments of his life, one of the most meaningful business moments of his career. Enjoy the show. Hey, Sherpa Network. I'm Tess Diaz, executive producer of DomainSherpa.com. And today we're doing the Domain Sherpa Review. Thanks for joining us. Today, we get into the minds of successful domain name investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become better investors ourselves. We will have the usual three segments to the review today, starting off learning what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Next, we'll discuss in value an investor-submitted domain name portfolio. And finally, we'll preview some domains going to auction soon at namejet.com and whether the Sherpas think they're a good investment opportunity for you. Joining us today, we have three past Sherpas and industry thought leaders, but very exciting locations from two out of the three. And I bet if you had to guess, you'd assume Drew Rosner was in an exciting location, but he is in the usual place. Hi, Drew. How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Fabulous. Glad to have you back in the saddle, all settled after your exciting summer vacations and interesting autoresponders.
My autoresponders are like a, they're like a passive protest. You know, I think that, you know, people are too afraid to say they're out of office. People are like so scared to like be seen as like weak or not working hard enough, and everybody's embarrassed to say like I'm out of office enjoying my life. And so I try to do the opposite of that and be like, look, I'm out of the office, and I go fuck what you do. Like, you know, when I'm back in my office, I'll be all over it. But right now, you know, I'm somewhere doing something, and it's way better than servicing you at this very moment. And I'm just being honest, you know. So my auto out of office responder is just, it's just trying to be honest and make a, you know, put a little humor into it. I try to be funny. My wife tells me I'm not.
I like the one where you're like, I'm out until my family gets sick of me.
Yeah. And then, you know what happened actually that really encouraged me to like keep, like I try to kind of escalate it with each autoresponder. You know, I only do it maybe two or three times a year. And I try to like escalate it each time, make it a little bit more ridiculous. and that all happened because I can't remember which company it was. It was like one of the biggest companies on earth, right? It was like somebody like huge, and I was dealing with their legal department. And, you know, it was like, you go back through like the email thread, it's like dry as a bone. And it was like, I want to say it was like, even Amazon. It was somebody huge. And they're literally in-house counsel who I've been having this conversation with, dry as a bone, writes me, she's like, I can't even begin to tell you how much joy your out-of-office responder brings me. And I've been lucky enough to receive, you know, the last two or three times you've been out of office, I've received your, and I've saved all of them. And she like copied and pasted them and sent them back to me. And she was like, I just think it's so great that you, you know, whatever it was she said. And I really, you know, before it was kind of a joke. I was like just doing it because I try not to take myself too serious. And, you know, she really encouraged me. And I was like, you know what? This is something I actually believe in. Like, I think people should, they should work hard, but they should play hard. And when you're, you know, and you shouldn't, you know, when you're out playing, don't work.
Well, the worst is when you have an autoresponder on and it's like, listen, if it's real, only if it's important, please call me. And everybody starts calling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, that's why. So that's like the best part is I put like, you know, I will only be able to respond to things which are urgent. And you can define urgent as life-threatening, you know, deal critical, or, you know, whatever. I had like three things. And I was like,
he had something in there. He's like, or you can call 911.
Yeah, yeah. If it's an emergency, but it's not one of those things, here's the number, you know, call 911.
Nice. Well, welcome back with all your personality. And Shane Coltra, DSAD, might not recognize you without your absolutely classic staircase background. What happened? At first, I thought it was the artwork conversation from last time, but it's not. Where are you and why?
No, I'm just in a different room. I'm just in a different, yeah, they're construction next door. I'm my fifth neighbor. I got to stop going out in my underwear because it's the fifth time the house is sold. And the crazy part is this is the fifth landscaping that we've gotten for it. So every single homeowner spends 10 grand on a landscape. It's theirs. So it's the perfect, perfect. I'm going to keep running them out because it's 10 grand every 2 years.
Yeah, it might be worth it.
That's pretty awesome if your neighbor pays you.
Yeah, I don't do it. Like, I don't want to be part of it.
That's like high-level baller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is. You know, there's something to that.
But are they all investing in more and more hedges between you and them?
No, different.
Like, are they like... We've got a neighbor.
No, out with the old, in with the new. You know?
No, like the first person wanted arborvitae, so it's a natural hedge, and they wanted some woodwork and stuff. Next person wanted it to look like Oregon, so they tore it all out, put in berms and hills, and put spruce and all these.
Wow.
And the next person didn't like all the mounds and the blue spruce and tore it out and put the hedgerow back in. And it just goes back and forth. And the house is way – everybody who does it fixes it up, and now – the price never goes for what's in it. It's great. I watch them put in hundreds of thousands and get it out because it's so personalized. Everybody does their own thing. But it's a good buy. It's just the housing market. There's a lot of – I mean, we can get into that other time. But the housing market, there's a lot of stuff out there. If you want a house, there's lots of land and lots of building and lots of old. There's plenty of stuff out there. It seems to keep growing, but my gosh, there's for sale everywhere.
Well, remodels too, they always cost so much more than you expect. Budget is just a joke.
But the TV show says that when you put in $500,000, you get $800,000. That's what all the TV show says. Got to be right, I assume.
So figure.
It's a nice thought.
Yeah.
The hot blondes always make money on television on the rehab. They tear it down, wear a tank top, and they're 300 grand richer every time. I know that's a formula. I've seen it.
Go figure. And Hobie, all you need to do is color your hair blonde, and you could be on a remodel show. So not
right. I'm like, listen. What I'm feeling here is an antique driftwood Florida-style home, you know? I can make it work.
So not only are you running Loomis, you also are doing your own remodel, and you're almost done, although you're in the middle of hurricane season.
Yeah, that's never a fun situation to run into. I guess it's similar to not having a roof on and hitting a snowstorm up in the Northeast, I suppose. But it's like, I'm pretty much almost done. I've been at it since last November, and everything inside's done. I even just threw up the privacy fence actually outside, and now I'm just a couple fine tuning, and then I can start on a few other things, and then be good to go.
Sweet. Well, congrats. I'm glad the last hurricane didn't hit you. And we'll have our fingers crossed for you all through the rest of the season. You got this. Until your appraisal for your insurance.
Hang in there, baby. Almost there. Home stretch.
Well, that's the spirit. All right. Welcome, guys. Let's do this. First segment, what's new Sherpas? So we're going to learn what one purchase or sale that you've made over the past few weeks, what you paid or received for the domain, why you thought it was a good deal or not, and how the negotiations progressed. So up first, we have you, Shane. What's new?
All right, there's a good stories behind this one, so I'll just, not too exciting, but I sold 7070A.com.
Okay, wait, so it's three digits, 70 and the letter A.
Yeah, .com.
Okay. And a good story. All right, guys, what do you think? Wait, you sold it, you said.
I sold it, yeah. There's lessons, there's drama, it's fantastic.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to say $3,800.
Very specific. So did he sell it to you?
So those like there's numeric alphas or alphanumerics. It's like when you hit an end user, like up to 10K is not unheard of. It's a three. It's a, you know, especially when it's like a three character. And if you didn't do like a like more of a liquid sale, maybe 7,500. I'm gonna say 75 ish.
All right.
I 100% agree. I just know Shane likes to take that easy money. Keep that easy money coming. I'm gonna go trim mama. You know, I got. Yeah. Flowers to cut and hedges to sell. Give me that easy money.
All right, Shane, what'd you sell it for?
It was still easy money, but I got $7,800 for it.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That was a sick sale, though. That was nice.
Yeah.
Very well done. And here's the thing. This is where the lesson comes in. So I didn't know this, but evidently, you know, right now they're as hot as they've ever been. Like if it's the right one, it's five figures, even at auction. And you just don't know which one it is. We pretend like we know which of the number letters are the hot ones, but we don't know. So I put up for auction and just test it out. And evidently, if you put it up for auction and you have an after Nick listing and they hit buy it now, it's the same as doing a buy it now at auction. So I didn't realize that was part of the program. So if you put up a listing and you put a link in that listing to your after Nick buy it now and they hit it, that ends the auction. And it's treated just like an auction commission. So that was kind of new to me, and I didn't even know that was something that I could do. So that's what happened.
Hold on. I'm not following.
Yeah.
So you put up a listing where?
At GoDaddy.
Okay. Meaning like a premium listing.
Yeah, premium listing. Put a reserve on it.
I was being discouraged from doing that anymore, that basically – all listings should go now through AfterNick. Is that a different?
Well, this was a regular bidding auction, like, you know, just a regular. AfterNick doesn't have that part. You know, this is just a regular bidding where I put it up, I put a reserve if it meets a reserve.
You put it in auction.
Okay. In auction.
Okay, hang on. A premium listing at GoDaddy.
Well, is the word premium different?
So you did a listing at auctions.godaddy.com. And correct. Then you paid extra to have it be in the premium category?
Well, it's always at AfterNick in the AfterNick portfolio. So it's always in that where I have it listed with a buy it now price. Totally separate.
Okay. Totally separate.
But I did an auction just for the name with the, I think it was a, I can't remember, reserve, $3,000-$4,000 reserve. And I planned on just having it as a regular auction. But 2 days later, bang, off, done, sold, $7,800. I went, sold? How can that be possible? They flipped over to the AfterNick, bought it there. That ends the auction. So I contacted GoDaddy and said, what's going on? They said, yeah, we consider this part of the family. If they buy it at AfterNick, it ends the auction, but you pay the auction, which I think is 15% instead of the AfterNick 20%. So whatever the cheaper of the two, you get that. I didn't know that, but it is definitely something to think about because you get a little space in your auction to put information. You can put a link to your AfterNick to say, hey, you want to end this thing? Here's the buy it now listing. Now, of course,
very interesting. That's a great tip.
Yeah.
So I didn't know any of that was possible, but it's changed my thoughts on things where I can put a little bit higher reserve, but put the buy it now and get some advertising out of it.
Are you actively selling names through that channel?
Only in those kind of names where there's just a category that's especially hot that is almost reaching, and that those numbers, I had a lot of those numbers. And this is the other funny story. So I went to go see while I was searching for this, I have L22.com, which I feel is a really strong one.
Level 22, that's like a thing, right? Like a brand?
Not that I know of. It could be. It'd be an incredible brand. I thought I sold it at auction as part of these whole thing, where I've just been selling these because I had, you know, a dozen of these and they're getting 5 to 10,000 a piece. So if I need cash, I just dump them. So
I mean, you were buying those things for $300 to $800.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So I just had a nice little portfolio and I raised like $60,000 this year, just throwing a couple in there, taking a little just cash.
Hanging out, you know.
But
Tess,
when
do you
I was
have
looking,
any of those?
When I was looking for L22,
every domain we own.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'll be right back. Asking
Tess.
What's that?
We've been going over the media options inventory, and it's about killing me. So he's like, hey, Tess, can you just take a quick look at every domain we own?
That's not a good research.
And that's what I was going to say. So I'm looking for these, which is, you know, some I sold a little early before it got bigger. And I was going, man, I gave away L22 because I thought I sold it earlier at auction. I'm looking, there's nothing there, nothing there. I never sold it. Sitting in my portfolio at Uniregistry. So now it's super hot. So it's like, I tweeted it today. It's like finding a $10,000 domain that you thought you sold that now is super liquid and super. I had no idea that I even had it anymore. I don't have as many at Uniregistry as I used to have. So I'm not there that often, but I was like, dang, that's a good start to the day. That's some cash money just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Also says how unorganized I am.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's a great sale, and good for you for making the easy money and a solid price. Yeah, not bad for all in a day's work. Drew, you're up. What'd you buy or sell lately?
Okay. Go to Hobie. Because I literally actually just spaced out. I had one and then literally realized as I'm coming on that I cannot discuss that one.
Tempting.
So
all right, Hobie, you up?
Okay, yeah. Actually, Drew's got me a little nervous too. I was about to talk about one and I was pretty sure I can talk about it. Let me just double check, make sure.
And half the show is cut out. Later.
Yeah.
right. So the last time I was on here, did I talk about fan.ai? That one may have been in process.
I don't remember about that.
Okay, let me double check. I don't think I had a PNS for that one. If I did, then I need to scrutinize that real quick. Because fan.ai, so like with CCTLDs, you know, they're fantastic if you can nail it just like with those letter number combinations. On fan.ai, let me double check. Yeah, I don't think I do. Yeah. Okay. So, what do you guys think it sold for?
Fan AI. I'm gonna say 20.
I get one question though. What's an AI renewal cost? I have no idea. Is it a?
It's like $50 a year. It's like $50 a year. I think at Mercari.
Yeah, nothing.
There's a $100 transfer fee if you want to go from one registrar to another, and I think it's $50 a year renewals.
Okay. That's not even a .ai that I would think would be the first. I'll say 15K just because I feel like it's a short.
Okay. So I had been working on helping the buyer acquire that for about 8 months. And prior to me, they had reached out. So give or take about a year plus negotiation, $50,000.
Wow.
Now, the reason that went for $50,000 is kind of twofold. One, the seller started $175,000, and it wasn't $175,000, okay, I'll jump down to 10 kind of move where it was just an arbitrary pricing. It was $175,000, I want six figures. Stop talking to me, let's be up six figures.
Was it Mike Carson?
No, I would have been $1 million.
Second part was the buyer had started a company called FanAI. So, like, it was a pretty clear. That buyer had a pretty decent idea, especially since they had inquired before me who the buyer was and the fact that the owner of the domain had acquired the domain. And then sometime later, the buyer had started a company, FanAI, and then they were using fanai.com as their brand. And it was just kind of a bit of confusion because it looked like Finai, or that was kind of how their brand was. And they were actually FanAI.
Interesting. Yeah. What kind of company is that?
Well, it was a while ago.
Don't move from .com over to .ai, although I don't understand what you're saying here.
Well, with some in the CCTLD space, especially like the .ai, like a lot of times it makes more of a logical sense for their kind of consumer base. And fan.ai, I think it was like sports marketing, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was. Let me pull this one up. It was a while ago we sold this. Yeah, sponsorship marketplace. It helps right holders monetize their fans and brands, optimize their sponsorship spend. So it was kind of in the sports space, or I guess just that area. But yeah, I mean, for a lot of these CCTLDs, kind of like I was saying earlier, sometimes it's a very logical transcribe, or just a progression for someone to kind of migrate over. The .com, I think it's important that they own fanai.com just for that typo aspect and people who maybe aren't as familiar with .ai. But from a branding standpoint, it kind of makes a lot of sense. It's like, even though it is a CCTLD, and even though it's not used as it relates to the nation that it's from, it kind of conveys just what they do, and they're in of the artificial intelligence space. So it's like, it's a very nice kind of immediate branding and immediate recognition of kind of what they do. So it's, I think 50K, definitely pretty great price for, you know, the seller on that one. But I think the buyer is going to get the value out of it. And I think it was kind of a good deal all around.
Yeah, well said. And they own the FANA. That's an important part of it. You own, people say, oh, they're going to screw it up. If they screw it up, they're still coming to your site.
Correct.
Because whatever they type in is getting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think the fact that they're in internet information services is very different than if they were a sports website or, you know, something.
Oh, totally. I actually misspoke on that. I'm sorry. We originally looked into fanai.com. That's why I thought they had it. No, they were fanai.io. So they had no choice. That's what it was. Fanai.com is owned by a massive company out of China. That's right.
And they're screwed. No, I'm just kidding.
So like they had to I apologize. I was wrong on that. They had to get it because they're using fanai.io and there is no, that doesn't make any sense.
That so is the weirdest thing. Yeah. But
that ain't going to fly.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we can make it shocking to me. .io.
No, .io's are sick. Well, just like .ai's. If you nail it, if you get that great, that perfect .io, like you can hold them right. You own like what? 123.io, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a pretty decent one.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like that. Yeah,
you really hit the nail right on the head. You've got yourself a great set of training wheels.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's although
way to put it, I guess.
They're not gonna buy 123.com. Sorry. I mean
That one is actually for sale, I think, right? That's like
yeah, it's been for sale for years. Joe's been trying to sell it, right?
Yeah, I'd seen some pretty substantial offers on that one too.
Yeah, I mean, there was a point where we sold, I don't remember what it was, we sold something for a lot of money. And I was like, I'm going to just buy it. 123.com, I want it. I want it. I still want it. I love that name. I love that name. That's I like things that are it. Irreplaceable. It's just,
That's cool.
But it probably is a horrible investment because, I mean, the chances that somebody's naming their company 123.com is probably pretty low. You know, it's like it could have been. That could have been the other direction Alphabet went, right?
Yeah.
Could have been called
honestly,
count.com and 123.com.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we'll see. Someday we'll have somebody on the show who just sold 123. We'll just wait for it, right?
In there.
Well, it's owned by a Chilean company. Actually, it's like a big Chilean.
Telecom.
Telecom. I had inquired on that name since forever. But it's.
Is it 8 figures, I assume?
No, but it's high 7.
I think it was at 1.8 figures. I think now it's in the 7s.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I think it's like 6.
I think Drew is just stalling because he still doesn't have a name.
I have one. It's just not that exciting.
All right, then make up for it with your personality.
Okay, let's go with you want to buy or sell?
Either one.
Buy, in case I ever have a buyer interested. I know what you paid for it.
Okay. I had one. Okay. Let's do dr.net.
Dr.
I just saw that one.
That was a buy.
Yeah, that was on.
This is a buy. It's a buy.
Dr.net.
Dr.net.
That was on NameJet.
Yeah. I actually saw this deal. So, I mean, we could do it. I don't remember what it was, but I remember like, I glanced at it like 2 days
ago. Don't type anything in. Just go off the top of your head. Don't.
Yeah, you can't. No looking. No cheating.
Was it like 13,000?
James,
is that your guess?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, 13. Yeah.
You going with 13?
Mm.
I have no idea because I was out early. Excuse me. I mean, that's a fantastic, this is a great .NET, but I didn't follow through and see what it sold for, but you ended up buying it, Drew. So that's a two-letter .NET.
I saw it through to the end.
Yeah, I'll say, I don't remember seeing it on the high list of the day either. So something was higher that day. I'll say 22 grand. I mean, it's worth more than that, but I have no idea.
Yeah. So you're almost bang on. It was like $21,100. Okay. I think it was $21,111 actually is the final sale price.
Okay.
But it's not only is it doctor.net and it's a two-letter.net with no vowels, it's also my initials.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the seventh name we've done that.
Yeah, I know.
But Shane, are you going to put him down for that? Or are you going to look at yourself and say, wait a minute, why did I not notice that?
I'm thinking how many versions of Drew.
How many options has a vanity? We have a vanity
Drew page. No,
it's a license vanity, plate section.
A vanity budget. We've got an annual vanity budget. So
you know, I'll make it one year, a commoner contract and sell it to you. What?
1 year I bought drew.com. 1 year I bought ALR.com. Now I've got dr.net.
I need
a long time ago, I got drew.net.
I need to piece together all the Sherpas where you announce what you bought and then you tell them, but it's my initials. And everybody's like,
that's my name, dumbass.
Again.
He's like, dude, that was my nickname in sixth grade. You don't know that?
My nickname in like yeah never mind
Drew Cookie Rosner, they call me Cookie, that's why I bought cookie.org
cookieai.io.
yeah, they said I was the smartest cookie, so I bought cookie.ai, and I just figured that's me.
Drew had a variety of nicknames, none of which were sweet and cute like Cookie. Yeah.
Most of them were not able to be registered on the internet until the late 90s.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, so I forget now. Oh, no, you did. You guessed on the prices. You told them the price. Okay. Where did you buy it?
Namejet.
All right.
That's pretty cool for, like, distance, like, not distance learning, but, like an online. I mean, are you ever going to sell it, or is it just it's yours forever and ever?
No, drew.com, not selling unless, you know, somebody, like, you know, really
trade you for 1, 2, 3.
Really, yeah, it's like you gotta really knock my socks off. But dr.net, of course, yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's like a good, like, distance learning, not distance learning, but it's like a, what is it, like the on-demand doctor, like on-demand medical platforms.
Yeah,
like
DoctorNet. I mean, that's what I think. I was like, it's like doctor network, like dr.net, yeah. Like that's a super cool name. I mean, yeah. I'm not. You know, super bullish on .NET, but I'm also not as bearish as the market might reflect. Yeah. We sold let's see. I don't even want to say we sold, but it looks like we're going to sell a three-letter .NET today. Mariano did some outbound sales and contacted a company with a three-letter .NET. Didn't even give them a price. This was actually one of the strangest email. Leave it to the Germans. It was a German company. But it literally, she emailed them and said, we're broken in this domain. I thought it might be interesting to you, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And the guy literally forwarded her email, put her in CC to the CEO and said, hey, this just came across my desk. Do you think it's worth throwing $5,000 to $10,000 at it? And the CEO writes back. The CEO writes back with Mariana in CC. Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Now, I had instructed her to sell the domain for $4,999, but she never even gave them a price. And they literally wrote in this thread that, you know, throw $5,000 to $10,000 at this thing. So she forwarded me. I was like, what are you talking about? No way. I was like, just forward me the email. So she forwards me the email. I'm like, what the hell? These people are so. How is this possible? And so then we just, I was like, okay, reply back and just say like, hey guys, that's so great. That's, you know, The owner's asking $8,900. So it sounds like you're just within your budget.
Right in the middle.
We're going to delay this video going, this call going out until that's sold, right?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, you know, probably we'll have an answer today or tomorrow. So, yeah, it was just too funny. And I, you know, whether it sells or not, I don't, you know, it is what it is. I just, it was like the way that they handled it, I was just like, what? I don't understand. I'm just like, you're having the internal dialogue, but with us, like.
But anytime that happens, like I'm talking to somebody about a domain and I just randomly suggest something, like we'll spend $500,000 on that. I'm like, this was too easy. Like, all right, what? Like, what happened? You've looked into this and they want $5 million, don't they? And that's always what the case is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You do this long enough, you can still be surprised. That's what's so cool about this industry.
Sometimes I had a sale like the other day.
I'm surprised daily. I got a great one. I don't know if you guys really want to hear any more stories, but we're brokering yang.com, Y-A-N-G.
Okay.
Now, one of the sort of low-level presidential candidates is, Andrew Yang?
Yeah.
And he's, you know, proposing the thousand, you know, we're going to give everybody $1,000 a month. And apparently, I wasn't watching, but apparently in one of the debates last week, he literally announced that you'll be able to go online. What I don't get is that, like, you don't have to be much above monkey level intelligence to understand that he's not the president right now. Currently, he was in a debate trying to get a chance to be the president, of which he probably has a little chance of even having a chance, right? So it's like, okay, set in stage. He says, if I'm president, you'll be able to go online and apply and tell us why you need $1,000 a month. And then we'll give you $1,000 a month, right? Whatever, to that extent. Obviously, I'm summarizing and simplifying, but it's sorry for anybody who believes in that idea, but it's such a ridiculous idea that I don't feel the need to really expand on it. So the last thing we need in this country is more entitlement. So he announces that anybody can go online, will be able to go online and do this. Within hours. I mean, I didn't even know that this had occurred, right? But all of a sudden I'm getting boom, 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 email. Because yang.com is forwarding to, for sale page on Media Options, which probably should have been an indicator to people that, you know, this is not Andrew Yang's website. It's a domain that's for sale. But people are so stupid that they, like literally hundreds of people filled out this form saying,
The form, you hear the media options form.
I hate when people do that. Like, do you not read?
Yeah.
But you want to hear some of these? They're great.
Wait. But they filled out the form that says, I want to buy this domain.
Yeah, they just filled it out with their own information.
And they filled it in with, give me $1,000?
They filled it in with, give me $1,000, yeah.
You should have charged them a $10 application fee.
Imagine.
That's what I would have done.
Buy the domain and you can do that.
Imagine the news story that would follow after that.
Yeah.
Domain guy takes advantage of
it. Yeah. I mean, I actually thought about it because I don't really have any empathy for these people. I know that makes me a horrible person, and like I didn't want to do it for any personal gain, but I truly just resent this. I also don't believe it's necessarily their fault that they're in those positions. It's the fault of a really messed up institutions that we've created that have false incentives. But that being said, I don't really have a lot of patience for stupidity. So I do have some empathy for their economic situation. I do not have sympathy for their intelligence situation. And I mean, these were good. It was like, I got voicemails, multiple voicemails. I got, you know, these emails. I'm trying to find them. Hold on, let me see. I put a couple.
Well,
I was
just deleting them.
Them because it was like, really, I was being inundated. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to save these. Some of these are really good.
Pick me up.
I'm trying to find where I saved them. Oh, here's a couple.
I'm going to take a minute, tell you about the advertisers for our show who support us in our mission. to educate people in the domain industry.
First, serious about online trading? Secure your funds, keep your merchandise safe, and use a company that keeps the buyer and seller protected the whole way through. That's escrow.com. Payments you can trust.
All right. In the domain portfolio review, we take user-submitted domains and provide honest and constructive feedback to owners. Drew, do you have a good email yet that you want to share?
So good.
Bring it on.
This is, well,
I don't say who.
No names.
Yeah.
Yes, I want $1,000. It could pay my insurance. I have private insurance. I don't necessarily need $1,000, but I would like it. And if you give me $1,000, I will give you my vote. Thank you.
Wow.
$1,000 for a vote.
That would piss me off. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll back you on that. That would infuriate me.
Yeah. I was just watching the Democratic debate, and I saw that the introduction by Andrew Yang, where he stated that you can apply for $1,000 a month. I came to this website, but I don't see a link. Is you a fraud?
Yeah. Please submit $10, and we will get you this online application.
$1,000 a month would help me to dream again.
That's true.
That's a phone call. That's not a text. That's not an email right there.
That's a tweet.
Yeah.
Right. I think you're looking for yang.xxx.
Yeah. The best one I got there was a voicemail that was like, it was horrifying. It was truly horrifying.
I love how the word best preceded horrifying there.
Well, because, you know, best is measured by like emotional response, right?
And oh, yeah, yeah.
This was one that was like, you were like, whoa, I don't want to meet that guy in the street. All right. Anyways, enough.
Okay. Sorry. If you find any more good ones, holler. In the meantime, Arif, who many of you know is Adigy on NamePros, submitted his list of domains for review. We reviewed his domains a long while back. He does the daily lists on his blog, namecult.com, if any of you watch that or read that. He wants to say for the portfolio review that he'd like you to factor in his acquisition costs, which is true. And oftentimes we wonder, you know, did they get it at reg fee? Did they overpay for these? You know, what's the problem? So he says all but two of the domains were GoDaddy closeouts, expired domains that slipped through the auctions and are priced progressively from $11 to $5 over a few days. So he is at multiple four-figure sales this year. So he's been doing pretty well with, you know, more or less profitable flips. So this is only his third year officially domaining, and he is very involved in the industry, you know, reading through very deep into the daily expired auction lists and keeping in communication, I think, with a lot of us. So he's really, you know, curious and really, really putting a lot of effort into his growth. So let's take a look at the list here and see what your thoughts are. Hobie, you're first this time around.
Okay, let's see. So three domains you love or hate from this portfolio would be, well, I think Expert Demolition is probably up there with the ones that I think is probably the most prime to sell, specifically because of just, I mean, it's simple, it's easy, and there are a couple companies that I was able to find that are kind of existing now that I think would have at least some interest, maybe not the price point that makes sense, but it looks like there's an Australian company that has a pretty decent web presence, you know, considering there are, kind of, I guess, in the construction field, which you oftentimes run across, when you run across companies there, their website is kind of just an afterthought versus like the starting place. So I like that one. Outside of that, I don't know if I really like a lot of these, to be honest. I think so he's in his third year. I think this is a common thing you run into. It's just, it's very hard for someone to stomach like a $21,000 two-letter.net purchase. You know, that obviously has immediate value. So the hand registration is kind of the initial strategy, but that's really, it's one of the ones that that's what brings people to domain investing. It's that high reward potential, but it's just the most risk. And I think a lot more of these are a risk than they are a profitable endeavor as a whole. Yeah. So I think outbound and expert demolition. I mean, maybe Oriental Properties, perhaps I should have looked a little more into that one. I mean, it's a twowords.com. It wouldn't surprise me if there was a couple companies.
Are you supposed to say the word Oriental anymore? I think that's a
is that no go?
I think so.
Well,
I'm afraid to say
No, I think Oriental as it refers to like a person. Maybe you can't say that, but isn't Oriental just like a region? Is that also offensive?
I don't say words like that in public.
Just say whatever comes to mind.
No.
say whatever comes to mind and deal with consequences.
It's a twowords.com.
It's the best way to eliminate people you don't want in your life.
All right.
Like my banker.
Yeah, it just, my wife. It's like, say what you mean.
Is that why your neighbors keep moving, Shane?
Yeah, exactly. I say, I got some more Orientals moving next door. See, that doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know if I would put in that phrase.
That is way better. You're much better off to say, I've got some Orientals next door. And I don't mean that derogatory at all.
Yeah.
And to say, I've got some